This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Thursday to you. This is Money in Motion with our good friends from Klaus Financial. Joining us this morning, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, and they are here to answer your retirement-related questions. Of course, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial in studio. You can call now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can find Klaus Financial online at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information on the website about Klaus Financial. There's also a link there to their podcasts as well. A lot of information is covered in these shows, and I know, obviously, as we're driving in Thursday morning sometimes, whether we're going through the drive-thru grabbing some coffee or dropping the kids off, sometimes you might miss something. CJ holding up his Starbucks over there. Sometimes you might miss something. So just get to klausfinancial.com. You can download it. You can also subscribe to it as well. Speaking of subscriptions, the Market Pulse newsletter, sign up there as well. As I mentioned, CJ Klaus joining us, as well as Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Wonderful. How are you?
Doing well. Great to see you. Malia, how you doing this morning?
Great. Sounds like CJ is giving us a Starbucks buy signal.
Is that it?
That's not what I'm doing.
What you're doing?
No.
Should I interpret everything you, CJ does as a signal? CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, very fun to talk with. Great people to get to know. And they make it easy, by the way, when you call Klaus Financial at 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Won't cost you anything for that first initial get to know you, kick the tires appointment. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later in the program, have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card for eBay. Before we get rocking and rolling on this week's topic, one of the things we like to do is look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Not only have the question, but also the answer as well. What was last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week?
It was, in retirement, what percentage of your pre-retirement income should you plan for needing? And of course, this varies person by person. But what our answer was, a good rule of thumb, most people need is about 70 to 80% of their pre-retirement income going into retirement. So thanks for calling all those that listened last week.
Great, as always, great information, great question. And again, this week, we'll have another one of your chance to win that $25 gift card. Little tip, just listen closely to the program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. So when you're finally getting ready in retirement, you can see it, it's in focus, it's coming close. Let's talk a little bit about some of those tips you can offer towards kind of properly allocating that portfolio and kind of getting that stuff right.
Yeah, so this is a big one. We've actually had a number of people call in to the show and ask questions about this. And we have to admit this is very tricky for us to answer on the radio because there's so many different investment choices that are out there. And yet it's one of the most critical elements. And I sense frustration in people's voices sometimes when they call in and they say, hey, you keep talking about backing off my risk as I get close to retirement. But what does that mean, right? So we just wanted to go kind of through categorically three different general categories of investments. So stocks, bonds, cash. Stocks, bonds, cash. What does that mean? Well, a lot of people will try to go too narrow on this and they'll be like, well, I don't like investing in a stock or a bond or cash. And truth be told, every investment can fit one of those categories. So real estate, if you own real estate, that is ownership in a building. That's stock. Okay. If you own gold, although it's an alternative stock, you still own stock. Some people go, no, I lend my money out. And I go, well, that's a bond. That's you're giving money to a corporation for a debt instrument. So every investment, whether it be a hard asset, whether it be a security that trades on the New York Stock Exchange, whether it be a bond that trades on the bond exchange, every investment can fit one of those categories. Within those broad categories, however, is where kind of the water gets muddy, so to speak. You know, how much do I want in alternative investments, things that will go up when the general stock market goes down? How much do I want in bonds? And bonds are a tricky place because it has to do with yield and duration, and people don't understand bonds, and so they tend to shy away from them. And all I can offer up to everybody is that understanding what your allocation should be as you approach and enter retirement is critical. And to be quite frank, it's the reason we have a job, mm-hmm. right? Because a lot of people just go, I don't understand bonds, so I'm going to stay in stocks. And those are the people that in 2008 had to work an extra 5 years, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you own all stock, listen, the correlation of stock, for some people understand this, the correlation of stock becomes one across the board, meaning everything goes in the same direction when the stock market goes down. So for all that mumbo jumbo about, well, I'm going to own stocks that, you know, don't act the same, good luck. Because when the market goes down, every stock seems to go down. 2008, this happened. 2001, this happened. This has happened more times than we can count. And so you have to own things that don't act like a stock when the stock market goes down. But we just encourage you, be thinking through, discussing with your financial advisor, what should that allocation look like?
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. So as we kind of look at kind of that asset mix, and let's talk about kind of the asset allocation and tweaks that maybe or changes that may be made as you're approaching retirement. What should people be thinking about there?
Right. So what we're looking at is, and we just discussed this last week, in fact, is that when retirement is getting closer into focus, your goal really should be is try to keep on growing what you have, but not taking on too much risk. And the reason for this, as we spoke of, was that you're going to probably be needing to take some of your investments out to supply part of your retirement income. And what happens is, as CJ said, if you were too heavy in a stock and the market went down, you know, the day before you retire, that's not the kind of situation we want to see play out for you for your retirement income. If it takes a major dive and you're ready to dip into those investments, that could really change whether or not you're going back to work. So, you know, we're looking for an ideal strategy for you. And again, we tend to be sheep sometimes. We tend to listen to our coworker and what they're doing, which may have nothing to do with your lifestyle, your debt, your feeling towards risk. It's really about you. So it depends on your tolerance for risk. It depends on your appetite. You generally, I mean, we have clients well into their 80s that are telling us, I want to be heavier in stock, you know? So everybody at different ages does have a different tolerance. For a lot of people, though, this can be adjusted if, in fact, they have a hefty pension coming to them. Mm. Now, many people don't have a pension, so that's off the table. But if they know they have a hefty pension, maybe they have a side business that they're receiving a lot of income from, perhaps they're going to have a portfolio that's more aggressive than even we would be suggesting, but they have a backup plan. And so we're all about backup plans, but when we're talking about retirement accounts, we want to be very, very careful. So, you know, we really want to make sure that you've amassed enough savings for emergencies, but for you to be able to have income for the rest of your living life, right? So that's what we're trying to do on a daily basis and assess what your risk is and make sure you're not being trying to gain too much with too much risk at hand.
Well, and so we often see people who will try to take extreme approaches to this, right? So we mentioned the side of, hey, own all stock and then the market tanks and you're in retirement. But there's the opposite side of this, which is, oh, CJ and Malia, I get it. So I need to own all cash when I enter retirement. Well, no, because you're not earning anything on cash. So it is a balancing act. And this is where sometimes, again, people will call into the show and we sense the frustration of like, give me the answer, right? What percentage of stocks? And give me the ticker symbols, CJ and Malia. And it's like, oh gosh, I wish it was that easy on the air, but that's so, you know, you can't provide a good solution without understanding people's circumstances. And my father-in-law made a comment to me a while ago that's really stuck with me. Malia mentioned sometimes we're too cheap. I, by the way, sometimes can be way too cheap. I hate going to the mechanic. I'd rather try to fix stuff on my own sometimes.
Oh, boy.
Right, and it doesn't work real well. But my father, I was asking my father-in-law for some advice, and he goes, well, CJ, just remember, advice is only worth how much you pay for it. And it just kind of, he just kind of left it there, and I go, wait, what? He goes, advice is only worth how much you pay for it. And That has really stuck with me because there's some truth to that, isn't there? If somebody pays you for your service, you take very seriously the advice that you give to them. But if you're sitting on the couch next to a coworker and they say, what do you own? There's really no fiduciary element there. So just remember, sometimes if you want to take retirement seriously, and I'm not saying us, by the way, you may just have to engage somebody that you have to pay something to.
TJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals, joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information, again, on the website. Sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, it comes once a week. Nice snapshot of where the markets are. It's a really, really cool tool. Again, it's not spammy. It's once a week. They don't share your email or anything like that with anyone else. It's an email directly from Kloss Financial. I signed up for it. You should sign up as well. It's at klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, you can call the station right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, hanging out with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. And we just got started getting into a little bit of asset allocations and kind of changing and as you're entering retirement, lessening the risk and those type of things. So when you get into retirement, do you keep stocks? Where do stocks kind of factor into this?
Yeah. So again, this is very tricky, but we're going to try to dig into this a little bit just because so many times throughout the past shows, people have been asking about this. We want to give you some rules of thumb, but be awfully careful with rules of thumb because they don't fit perfectly for everybody. But with that being said, so sometimes what people will do is they'll take the number 110 and then they'll subtract out their age. Okay, so if you're 110 minus 60, say you're 60 years old, that gives you the number 50. And then they use that as a percentage of what they should have in stocks. Okay, so 110 minus 70 would be 40, 110 minus 80 would be 30. And that gives them kind of a benchmark of where they might want to be considering some stocks in their portfolio. So you understand, as you get older, that just simply means that your age is subtracting a larger amount from that 110, meaning that therefore you're going to have less in stocks as you age. But again, be ever so cautious with this. Ran into a gentleman here just yesterday, 2 days ago, as a matter of fact, who had a pension, had Social Security, and that was meeting more than all of his income needs. And he was 65 years old, and he had over $1 million saved. And he goes, I'm really investing this for my beneficiaries. So that rule of thumb that I just mentioned doesn't work for him at all, right? Because he's not worried about distribution from his portfolio. So rules of thumb are good for you to get a sense of kind of how should I be looking at this if I'm an average human being who might need income from my portfolio. But notice, for the average person, we didn't say 110 minus 110, meaning you probably need to be considering some element of stocks to try to keep up with the inflation factor. Inflation, by the way, folks, is just the erosion of your purchasing power, meaning how much did a car cost 30 years ago compared to what it costs today? And last time I checked, 30 years ago, it was made out of the same stuff it's made out of today, but it's like double the cost. Yeah. That's inflation. So if you have your money sitting in a bank account not growing at all, 30 years later, when you go to pull it out to buy goods and services, you will have cut your purchasing power in half or more. So you need to consider some sort of growth element.
Is that a hard temptation, though, for people to fight? You mentioned inflation, and of course, we don't always like to think about it. And then we say, oh, well, I'll just squirrel my money away in cash because, oh, it's perfectly safe.
Well, Malia will attest to this. We have met with beneficiaries or even clients who have just been so conservative in terms of their lifestyle and savings that they put everything in CDs and money markets their entire lives and have more than enough to retire. So actually, it's not as though you can't succeed without stocks. Mm-hmm. It's that it just simply means you'll have to save a lot more because your money's not growing for you. It's actually eroding for you during that time frame. If you think about it, if inflation even averages 2 and your money's in a bank account averaging one, you're actually eroding your dollars at a pace of 1% a year throughout your life, which can be tricky. It just means you simply have to save a lot more than somebody else who might be earning more than you. So it doesn't mean you can't succeed without stocks. You certainly can. But you know, you just want to consider these elements.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Still got time. If you've got a question for CJ or Malia, they'd love to answer it for you right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Talked a little bit about stocks. Let's come back. We'll talk about bonds. I think a lot of people say, well, why bother then? Why should I even have bonds in my portfolio? Stock market's been doing great. Cash is a great place to just kind of let it sit, I guess. We'll find out from our retirement planning professionals next. Take more of your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial, our retirement planning professionals. Don't forget you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment, kick of the tires, as CJ likes to say. You're also going to want to hold on to that number, 442-5637. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize, a $25 gift card for eBay. Talking about asset allocation as you're approaching retirement and talked about stocks. What about bonds? And I would assume you get people wondering about, do I even need bonds? Why should I have these things in my portfolio if I'm just not getting these fantastic returns that I'm seeing, for example, in the stock market?
Excellent question. And just one more comment about when CJ talks about your buddy that's sitting next to you on the couch giving you advice.
Yes.
Keep this in mind. Your friends only tell you about their wins, okay? They're not telling you when they really made a mistake in the market. So keep that in mind. And the same thing goes with bonds. So we do get this question quite a bit, and the reason for it is, you know, looking at holding bonds when most people have heard that interest rates, when they go one direction, bonds go the other. That's absolutely true. But we have to remember that whether there's rising rates or not, bonds still do what they're supposed to do, generally speaking, and that is they act as a barricade against the volatility that we're always talking about in the stock market. Now, many people right now would say, what volatility? The market's just going up. There's no volatility. And that's really when it gets a little frustrating, because that's when people say, I should be 100% in stock because the bonds aren't going to help me. So in general, bonds tend to do well when stocks do poorly. Again, the word is general, in general. In 2008, for example, when the Standard & Poor's index dropped 37%, the Bloomberg Barclays U.S. Aggregate Bond Index actually gained 5.2%. So is that guaranteed that it always works that way? No. But generally speaking, that's what we tend to see when we have a disruptive market. Now, of course, bonds can also go through periods where they suffer losses. So when 10-year Treasury yield surged by only 1.5% in early 1994, for example, the broad bond market lost 6%. So what's interesting about this is it's similar to people's knowledge about money markets. They always believed that money markets could never lose. And then 2008 came, and guess what, folks? They lost. So what we believe is always the case is not always the case. Time does not always repeat itself in the way we remember it. But what does stay true, and we constantly tell our clients, is that you need to stay diversified. You hear this on the show all the time. And when it comes to bonds, there's no difference. We need you to stay diversified in your portfolio of bonds, and those are going to include government and investment-grade corporate bonds. So you need to be looking at maturity length, interest rates, and so forth. So keep all of this in mind when you're trying to figure out what's the best solution for yourself.
But, you know, I hope everybody heard what Malia just said there. Stock market in 2008, down 37. Bond market during that same time frame, when it felt like a bloodbath in the stock market, right? Sky is falling, bond market quietly is up an average 5.2 when you look at the Barclays Act. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. If that's not a reason to own bonds, folks, I don't know what else is. I mean, truly. And then furthermore, Malia said, yeah, but, and she's right, there's this period of time where it lost. Yeah, lost 5-6%. And that's like horrible in the bond market. Everybody will be like, oh, I can't believe how horribly the bonds lost. So the point being, bonds act as a buffer. Their high end isn't as high and their low end isn't as low. But the point being, they're that steady, consistent. Some people call it clipping coupons. Mm-hmm. Bonds pay a coupon and you just clip your coupons as you go forward because they're nice. They're a nice safety net to everything. That is such a huge deal. And I hope people understand it's about the protection of your portfolio when you're in retirement.
I have a feeling back in 2008, you guys were getting a lot of hugs from people for saying, thank you for helping us put this together this way. Mm-hmm.
Well, as Malia will attest, that's true. The people who slowed down to think about it and understand it, but selling on the term or convincing people that their portfolio is better because they lost less, meaning like they were still down, Sean, right? You know, so maybe they were down 10% instead of 40.
Sure.
But, you know, having them come in and go, oh, look, you're only down 10. Yeah. We don't exactly get hugs when we're losing money for clients.
In politics, yeah, you hear about how to prove a negative, the same kind
correct,
of thing.
Correct,
right,
exactly.
CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, ClausFinancial.com, that website, ClaasFinancial.com. You can get this week as well as previous week's shows, the podcast there. You also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Learn a little bit more about Claus as well. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Set up an appointment. It's not going to cost you anything for the initial get-to-know-you kick of the tires appointment. Again, the telephone number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number now as well because it's time now for the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Claus Financial Office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's fabulous prize, which is a $25 gift card for eBay. This week's Claus Quiz Question of the Week is this. In 2008, when the S&P 500 index dropped 37%, what percentage did the Bloomberg Barclays U.S. Aggregate Bond Index increase? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call with correct answer will win that $25 gift card for eBay. Don't forget that number as well. That is the phone number for Claus Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, 442-5637 and online at ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Malia, CJ, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Claus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Claus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Claus Financial.